Spiritual blessing in Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 to 14. How blessed is God, and what a blessing He is. He is the Father of our Master, Jesus Christ, and takes us to the high places of blessing in Him. An American visited France. He stopped by an antique store and found one old pearl necklace there. It looked so old, but he liked the decoration of the necklace, so he bought it. He paid $500, although he thought it was expensive. After he came back to America, the necklace was neglected for a long time in his jewelry box. Then one day he needed some cash, so he took this old pearl necklace to a nearby jewelry store. The jeweler examined the necklace for a while, and then he spoke with a flushed face. "I will give you $20,000 for this necklace. Please sell it to me." The man was very surprised, so he just took it back home. The next day, he went to a famous antique store and asked an expert opinion. The antique shop owner examined this necklace for a while and said, "I will give you $50,000. Please sell it to me." He was so surprised again, so he asked, "Why is this faded old necklace so valued?" Then the antique shop owner replied, "Actually, this necklace's pearl is normal, but see what is written in here." In tiny letters, it was written, "For beloved Josephine from Emperor Napoleon." It was a pearl necklace that was given by Napoleon to his most beloved wife, Josephine. Although the pearl necklace itself was valued around just a few dozen dollars, Napoleon's handwriting and autograph on it made it as much more valuable. What thoughts come to your mind? The same story is true for you. You may see yourself as an ordinary person who doesn't have many things to show off based on the standard of the world. However, as Paul confessed in Ephesians, you are the special one who was blessed in Christ Jesus with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Therefore, each one of us is so dear, extraordinarily precious, and extremely valuable in God's sight. Today's scripture, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 to 14, looks like a normal text. But if you read it, the original Greek text, it actually is one very long sentence. It is made of various relatives, participial constructions, prepositional phrases, and etc. It is the longest and the most complex sentence in the New Testament. Basically, we can understand it as verse 3 is a common fact, and the others from verse 4 to 13 are the detailed explanation of verse 3. This very long one sentence has various explanations about every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. And each one of them is not separated, but all connected as one, which is grace of God. To emphasize this grace, Paul wrote it as one single long sentence. Then you may wonder how you will receive this spiritual blessing, the grace of God. We can find the answer in the text, because it is repeated many times. That is in Christ. If you read closely, you will notice that most of the verses say in Christ or in Him. By using in Christ in most of the verses, Paul reminded us that God's every spiritual blessing is finally connected and realized in Christ Jesus. Actually, in Christ appears countless times in the New Testament and more than 35 times only in Ephesians. This encourages us to expect the spiritual blessing of God through all of our life at church, home, school, workplace and community, and we need to stand firmly, live and believe in Jesus Christ. The world that we live in now speaks to us that the Word of God is not real. It's not realistic. This world criticizes whether the spiritual blessing of God will serve the necessity of our life on earth. How does it feed the hungry belly, clothe the naked, and provide shelter for the homeless? Some Christians who are agitated with this criticism only expect some mystical miracles, which is providing some worldly things right now. But this is not the point of the blessing of God. The worldview that this world tries to infuse into us is that we are blessed when we have a lot of money, when we live in a nice and a big house, have a fancy car, and get a high-paying job. These things are considered a blessing based on worldly value. People try to judge someone's worth and value only by what they see, which is what they have acquired and achieved in the world. So those who meet the standard of this world are very proud of themselves and their life, showing off what they have by neglecting others and exerting authority over others. On the other hand, those who don't meet the standard of this world think of themselves as less fortunate and not being blessed, so they feel pessimistic about themselves and their life. They think they are the losers of the world. When we value ourselves based on the standard of this world, we live like chaff that the wind drives away, as the psalmist said in 1:4. We are easily swayed, tempted, and fall down. However, do you remember who we are? Does money, house, car, and job really be the standard we use to judge our own value? Are we really less fortunate and not being blessed because we don't meet the standard of this worldly blessing? No, not at all. Each one of us is already blessed by God with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Be proud about what you have in Jesus Christ. Then we need to know what spiritual blessings we received in Jesus Christ. First, verse 4 says that God chose us as His children. God, who created all the things of the world, called us as His children. God freely bestowed this amazing grace on us. Secondly, verse 7 says that Jesus forgave our trespasses and gave us eternal life. Although we are the sinners in the darkness, Jesus Christ forgave our sins and saved us by death on the cross. Today, many people do not appreciate that, even they feel uncomfortable when they hear that. But because of this grace of redemption, we are not dead forever, but have eternal life. This gives us the greatest hope in our life. Thirdly, verse 13 says that we are marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. Yes, we are marked by the grace of God, so that we are no longer a normal pearl necklace, nothing special, but the most precious one in God's sight. Even though we have been blessed so much by God in Christ Jesus with every blessing, sometimes we just live like a fool who is very rich but lives as a poor person. Right. Being children of God, forgiven and saved by the blood of Jesus, and marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit, seem like they are the things we don't have anything to do with on earth. But this thought leads us to miss the most important point in our life. Because they are the things that support us, protect us, and help us overcome difficulties and defend ourselves when we are tempted, weak, and struggling. Do not regard your life as a normal and cheap pearl necklace. You are the most valuable masterpiece of the Lord our God. We already know that the blessings that this world asks us to seek and long for come and go in a moment. but the blessings in Jesus Christ will never leave us for any reason. Although we are already blessed by God with countless blessings, still we are trying to ask and seek minor blessings in the world. But Jesus said to us, instead, desire first and foremost God's kingdom and God's righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Don't waste your precious time and effort for worldly things, but ask and seek by prayer and stay alert in Jesus Christ so that you will find and enjoy that you already have blessed with and will be blessed more in Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10, Paul confessed that by the grace of God I am what I am. Not the worldly value, but God's grace makes us whole and live holy. God's grace makes us special. God's grace is the only source of our life, enabling us not be overcome by evil, the worldly things, but to overcome evil with good. There is a song which is one of my favorites, You Raise Me Up. It was originally composed by the Irish-Norwegian duo Secret Garden. At first, it did not chart internationally, but the song has now been covered more than 125 times and has been such a favorite song for countless people in the world. The reason why I like it is because lyrics are so awesome. When I am down and oh my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I'm still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on the mountains. You raise me up to walk on the stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. Right, like this song confessed, God who destined us for adoption as his children, Jesus who forgave our trespasses and saved us through his blood, and Holy Spirit who marked us with the seal, raises us up when we are down, when troubles come, and when our hearts burdened be. Because we are the children of God who were blessed in Christ Jesus with every blessing. To let more people know this truth, I will reach out to community with this song. Yes, I will stand in the talent show during Sacred Falls Swanigan Days. I really need your prayer support so that I will only show off the one who raises me up, our Lord Jesus Christ, not my own talent. And one thing that I'm seriously hoping and praying for is anyone who will listen to this song realize it by heart that they are the most beloved and the most blessed one in Christ Jesus our Lord. Praise God. Amen.